Blog Talk Radio.
You ever thought about being on radio? What about airing a commercial with your dope business name in it? Well, we made it just a little bit easy for you, baby. Ear Candy Radio growing, we're looking for sponsorship, and we all around the world, Craig. For more information, visit 330-794-7488. And be sure to visit our award-winning website at earcandyradio.com.
Okay, everybody. We are live here at the Ear Candy Radio studio with actually a very serious matter. We're calling it a candy alert, much like an Amber Alert. But the candy alert is for the people in our community. You know, your kids come up missing, maybe they were abducted, maybe they were ran away, and you just don't have anybody to get the coverage off for you. Definitely get your information to us, and we will put out a candy alert. So this is actually our first candy alert that we're doing, and we're here with Dominique Edwards, and she is here because her 15-year-old son is missing, Antoine Edwards. First of all, I'm sorry, you know, for what you're going through right now. I really couldn't imagine my child being gone for almost 3 weeks. He's been gone for almost 3 weeks, right? Would you go ahead and tell the people about your son, what he looks like, and, you know, what he had on the last time you seen him? We can start there.
Well, my son Antoine, he's 5'11 and a half. Brown skin, he has dark brown hair, he has brown eyes, he has a little slash under on like his left cheek. He went missing almost 3 weeks ago. The last thing he had on were some gray sweatpants, a black shirt, and a gray Nike hoodie.
Okay, now is there any reason in particular that you know, like, why he may have run away?
Well, I mean, basically because, you know, he can't do what he wanted to do at home. Mm-hmm. So he just keeps leaving. I sent him to school one day, and he never came home from school.
Did he actually go to school that day?
No, from the school calling me, I have got letters from truancy. They said that Antoine hadn't been to school since March 27th.
Okay.
Have you reached out to any of his friends or went to their homes to see if he maybe is there specifically? You know, kids is probably the first place we go to is one of our friends' house. Have you checked in with anyone?
Well, I had got a couple of leads about 882 Harvey Street. I mean, not Harvey, but yeah, it was 882 Harvey Street. They said that he was there, and then come to find out the girl had lied, and the girl that he could possibly be with stayed somewhere else, and she was just using their address as a cover-up. So I've also posted flyers around. I've had a couple of my friends post flyers, north side, east side, so every side of town, even out here in Kenmore.
Okay. Right, because that's where I saw the flyer and contacted her. Asked her, first of all, if it was okay, because you know you don't ever want to really put nobody's minor child on the website without getting the parent's information or parent's permission. So I definitely reached out to her to ask her if it was okay that I did that. After I did that, I got a phone call from her the next day, and this is what really just kind of touched my heart and really inspired me to take it a step further. You know what I'm saying? And really just try to get the information out there, because she just expressed to me, you know, how grateful she was that I did the article. And now, not only that, you know, she just didn't have nobody else to talk to. Like, you filed your missing persons report.
Yeah, I filed a missing persons report when they came out and filed the report. So I said one officer, and I pretty much had to go outside and I talked to him at his car.
He didn't even come in the house.
And then a couple of days later, Detective Horton came by my house, and they asked if he had came back yet, and I had told him that. He gave me a little business card and told me to contact him if he came home, and that was it.
Okay. So I hear that name a lot, Detective Horton. I think he's responsible for like the missing kids in Akron or whatever. I did actually reach out to him prior to doing this press conference. I left him a voicemail, and I just let him know who I was, and I was contacting him. And I don't know, you know, hate or nothing like that, just because I feel like we do need to kind of join forces. If we're going to be looking for missing kids, helping parents look for missing kids, like, we definitely need to have a law kind of helping us out a little bit, working hand in hand. But he didn't call me back, so I'm not sure if he maybe was on vacation today, maybe he wasn't back in the office. He did not contact me back, so I'm hoping tomorrow I might put a phone call to him or something, because it's just really sad that you really don't have that help that you would think, you know, you call the police and you would think that they would just be a little bit more helpful.
Right, it would show a little bit more concern, a little bit more passion. I mean, if it was their child, they would be on a manhunt for him.
Right,
be honest. Like, he would be everywhere. Police will be everywhere looking for this child. So, like Brittany always says, she always uses the term, it takes a village. And I'm not saying that they're not helping, but it takes us as a community to help as well. So, Air Candy, we want to do our best to kind of help and bring him home. And we're hoping and praying that you guys can do the same thing. Not on those trying to get him in trouble or anything like that. But at the end of the day, if this was your child, you didn't know if they were okay. You didn't know if they ate. You didn't know when the last time they had a shower. You don't know if they even have a warm bed to be in. You will be concerned. So, I mean, just putting yourself in her and Dominique's shoes and just knowing as a parent how worried you would be, that should just be enough for everyone to reach out and call this number. If you guys do see him, at least alert. You guys can also reach out to earcandyradio.com and do anonymous tips as well, just to kind of help. We just want to get him home and at least let him know that he's safe.
So before we take any questions from the press, do you have anything you would like to say? If he was watching this live right now, which I'm sure he will, because we already have been getting contact by people that probably with him, so I'm sure he will see this. What do you want your son to know?
I just want him to know that I love him. I forgive him for, you know, what he's doing or whatever. And I just wish he'd come home. And if he ain't going to do that, at least contact me. Let me know you're all right. Let me know you're cool.
Okay. Yeah, contact your mom. And as far as him, he's not in any trouble. Like, if he comes home, if, you know, is he going to be in trouble? Or, because I know a lot of times when kids run away, that's their fear. You know, when I go home, I'm going to be in trouble.
No, he's not going to be in trouble, but I would like to talk to him and have a heart-to-heart and, you know, see what the problem is
for
and
sure.
Why he keep running away.
Mm-hmm. So you just want to work on any issues that he does have, because a lot of times kids don't even tell you what's really going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They be fighting their own secret battles.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents don't even know until something like this happens. You know, they running away. You like, well, dang, I thought everything was all good. You know, you had a minor thing going on with your kids. You know, they talk back or you got to put them on punishment, but you never know how deep it is. So we definitely praying that we get home ASAP, you guys. Y'all know where he is. If y'all seen him around y'all neighborhood, contact this number on this flyer. Can you let him know one more time what your number is?
My number is 234-205-9635.
All right, y'all. So we are just going to take some questions. If anybody in the audience, any of the press has any questions, we are going to take them.
All right. I'm going to go to hire my team here at HairBuff.com. Listen, first off, I want to give you props. Definitely want to give shout-outs to Ear Candy Radio for taking this situation seriously and becoming one with the community when it comes to serious situations. Ear Candy Radio is definitely a factor in the community. But the question I want to say is, that I want to ask the mother, is that he's missing. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
He's missing. He's not in contact with you, and you're missing your son.
Yeah.
If you can kind of look in the camera and say something to the little youth, what he's doing to you, how it feels at night to know that he's not in contact with you. He's only 15. Talk to the little boy.
It's tough, and I just feel like nobody should, or no mother should have to worry about what their kids out here doing, if they're okay, if they're on drugs, or if they're even alive, if they're getting fed. I mean, if somebody trying to jump on them, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. People abducting kids shooting each other. I mean, let your parents know where you are. Let them just know that you're okay. And if you have a problem that's going on, let your parents know. I mean, talk to somebody about it.
I got another question. Is another statement. I think anybody that's watching this should share this. I think it's important. If looking at the cameraman showed a picture and everything of the little dude I producing, but let people know that if you see that face, call this place. If you see that face, call this place, man. It's very important. It's imperative. We have a young mother who's missing her son, okay? And it's important. So if you even see this video, share it on Impulse. I give a damn if you're just flipping through and you're even listening. If you see that it's a candy alert, anytime you see a candy alert, share it, okay? Y'all better feel me. I almost said slow, but it's not. And it's better feel me. Brittany, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, you all good. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out. You know, we did invite the press out here, so I do appreciate you for coming out, showing your face. You are a pillar in the Black community. So thank you. I love to network with you every time we network. So thanks. Are there any more questions? Okay, sir.
What's the federal offense of harboring a fugitive?
Good question.
Great question. It's actually a state law, so it varies by state. In the state of Ohio, I don't know the time frame that you can get for it, but I do know that if you harbor a runaway in your house, you can get a separate charge for every single day that you let them stay in your house, a separate charge. So if you let them stay there for 5 days, you can get five charges of harboring a minor. I'm sorry, that's what it is. And then if you have them there long enough, it becomes aiding and abetting. So, yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know how much time it is, but it is definitely a thing out there. You need to charge for that. Thanks for your question. Go ahead.
So, he, as far as you know, he's still alive.
As far as I know, he's still alive. I just don't know where he is, what he's doing, or, you know, any of that. He blocked me from social media, so I can't really contact him. Through Messenger, I can't contact him through that. I tried to reach out to some of his friends, and they're not letting me know anything, so.
Does he have any siblings or close, like, cousins or someone like that who would possibly know where he is?
He has siblings and everything, and I've tried to contact some of them, and they don't really respond to anything either. It's just like they're like half of the time they're mad at him, so they I don't know. They I don't think they would tell me anything if they knew anything.
Okay, well, we
definitely want to go ahead and share the article again. Press the link, share the video. Get it out there. Oh yeah, what is this Facebook name?
I don't know what it is this week because every time I get a hold of his new Facebook to try to contact him, he blocks me and he changes it.
Does he have a phone?
He has a phone, but it's not on that. He only uses it around the Wi-Fi. So.
Is there any way, have you asked the police department, is there any way to track the phone? You know how you can track your phone when it's on, like, even if it's not on, I think. Like, is that available? Can it do that? Or they haven't mentioned that?
They haven't even mentioned that to me. Like, the furthest I got was I talked to Detective Horton earlier today, and he was just asking me. I was just trying to tell him, like, some of the new information that I had got about, you
Did
know,
you
his
call
scenario.
Him or he called you?
I called him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe next time you can talk to him, you can ask him. Like, you know, they can trace your phone. We all know that. That's just, you know. So maybe they could trace the phone and probably see, like, maybe what area and go look, but if you guys do see him, please contact his mother. Call that number. You guys can remain anonymous. At this point, we just want to make sure he's okay. With a lot of children going up missing, and as a mother, how would you feel if we get worried if our kid is missing for a day or we don't know what's going on? I know me personally, if I can't even know what my son's going on, if I would be with, I'm not okay. I'm not supposed to be imagine for over 2 weeks of your son being over 3 weeks. I should say sorry. Her son being gone, we just want to bring him home and just make sure he's safe. Even if you guys see him, give him the number so he can at least use the phone to call his mom and let him know he's okay or meet up to see her, anything. But we really do want to bring him home. We do thank you guys for working with us and being a community and coming together and, you know, basically doing what needs to be done.
Okay. Well, yes, you guys, again, we're here live with Ear Candy Radio. This is a candy alert for Antoine Edwards. If you guys see him, contact Dominique, contact his mom. We need the whole community in on this, y'all. Like they just said, this human trafficking in Ohio is like one of the largest places for human trafficking in the United States of America. So it's one thing to, you know, think, oh, my son just ran away. But for real, we don't know where he is. Anything can be happening. So y'all help get this baby home. And we out. It's Kitty Alert.
How many? Okay. I'll make sure I share it to my page and to my sister.